Issues of diversity and inclusion have been a concern in all walks of life as far back and well before most people can remember. This is Lisa Berry, and it has certainly been at the forefront recently on the University of Michigan and Eastern Michigan University campuses, as well as around the country. In response, the president of Eastern Michigan University announced the formation of a President's Commission on Diversity and Inclusion and the 14 people who will be part of it. Joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is the chair of that committee, Eastern Professor of Africology and African American Studies, Ronald Woods. What are you hoping will be the focus?
Well, my hope is this, that Eastern Michigan will be able to establish by what it does a best practices template for how universities can achieve an inclusive and diverse culture. Now, in saying that, every university in this country is different. But there are certain things that will need to happen virtually everywhere for institutions of higher learning to get this thing right. We've been on our journey for some 40 to 50 years as in terms of a active and intentional look at this issue. But obviously there are things we need to do. And my hope is that as we look at the work that we have to undertake, we will be figuring out what works for us at this moment, but most importantly, what works not only to manage the crisis of the day, but to create a sustainable program going forward.
I heard there was an overwhelming number of people who applied to be on this commission. I understand there are 14 members, including you?
That is correct, 14, yes.
Do you have any ideas of where to even begin?
Oh, yes. Well, there are several reference points for us. One reference point is always history. This would be around the third or fourth iteration of a commission of this sort. So these are always a reference point that will inform what we do and where we are. Then we also have the specific instances that have occurred on campus that will move us to figure out what has happened and how can we avoid having a university where this seems to be, for even a small group of people, a permissible activity. And all of these things will be a part of what our journey will be.
And as I understand it, this is not considered a short-term project.
Absolutely. No, this is designed to be an ongoing process. We have had for some number of years now a women's commission, and in part this will be modeled with that a longevity and sustainability of that in mind.
And are you looking to resolve the issues just on the Eastern campus, or do you think you might come up with some solutions to problems like this all over the country?
Well, my hope, again, is that when we talk about a best practices template, that this is something that we will be able to engage in other universities. I mean, university structures may be different in their fine details, but they are also common in many ways. So my anticipation is that we will be hoping, first off and as a first and immediate measure, to address the specific circumstances that confront us at Eastern Michigan University, knowing as well, though, that the things that are taking place at Eastern Michigan University are not occurring within a vacuum. They are not. We have the county context and we have the greater national context. So what we do in conjunction with what other universities are doing will hopefully allow us as a society to move academia forward in a way that will filter into the community around us in a very positive way.
Eastern Michigan University Professor Ronald Woods, the new chairman of the President's Commission on Diversity and Inclusion, thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you very much.